Muslims are midway through the holy month of Ramadan with its obligation to fast every day from sunrise to sunset. This year, Ramadan falls in a busy season with kids going back to school and not much room for time off. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter spent a recent Ramadan evening in the Bronx with a Senegalese family.
It's late afternoon on a Sunday, and Jeniba, Fatoumata, and Khadija are bouncing off the walls.
No monkey jumping in the bed.
The girls are full of energy because they don't need to fast. They're 3 and 4 years old, too young to understand Ramadan.
Right now, they don't know. They eat as they usually do. They run and play.
Kumba Gay is Khadija's mom and the aunt of the other two. She says they'll get it in time.
But once they reach about 9, because I remember when I was 9, 10, that's when I start fasting. My grandma used to be like, just try, even though she know that we're going to be cheating along the way.
That was back in Senegal. Kumba came to New York 10 years ago. Now all her siblings are here, 2 sisters and 5 brothers, living mostly in the Bronx.
We're just blessed that everybody's here.
All the family members who can make it gather here as sundown approaches.
She's the big sister. That's why you call it like the big house. It's not like big in that sense, but it's this big because that's where we all regroup. That's where we all have like the big conversation.
And the big meals, of course. In the kitchen, Kumba is doing the honors.
So today we have something we call chebiyap, like rice with meat. And we're going to make a little sauce next to it. That's how it goes.
Kumba is a working mom, and she balances traditional obligations with the demands of life in the city.
Back home, you would have to make this maybe every day, like from scratch. But here, you're trying to save time.
Her solutions are ones that many moms would recognize, all about efficiency, like the big container of spice mix on the kitchen counter.
We buy the big jar, and we just like blend everything in. So when you cook, all you have to do, you just assemble things, actually.
This year, she's also dealing with higher prices for staples, like a big 25-pound bag of rice.
Everything went up. This thing is almost now double the price.
In Senegal, too, the cost of food is up this year. That's relevant to Kumba because Ramadan is the month of giving. And this year, that means sending more money than usual to relatives back home.
You send out an extra to the family, to the close family. And so it's a lot of money coming out.
Still, Kumba wouldn't think of stinting on her obligations. And she says it's not a big deal. Ramadan is only a month. Kumba's youngest brother, Kadim, is sitting on the bottom of a bunk bed. He's playing a baseball video game and waiting for the sun to go down.
After I finish, I'm probably just going to go and watch TV just to kill the time.
Fasting all day is not easy when you're starting senior year in high school.
You see other people eating during lunch time, so it's kind of a little difficult.
Finally, 7:18 comes around. There's a schedule on the kitchen wall that gives the official time to break the fast each day. Everyone sits on a plastic sheet on the living room floor and shares coffee with lots of milk, dates, and French bread with a sardine spread. This is called iftar, the snack that breaks the fast. Then it's time to pray. Kumba's husband Mamadou leads the prayer, the men on one side, the women on the other. The TV stays on, and the kids wander around and tug on the grown-ups' clothes. No one seems to mind. By the time the big meal comes out, folks are engrossed in a music award show on TV, discussing the outfits of the stars. Kumba did the cooking, but now she isn't hungry.
I don't know how to explain it. Your appetite just disappears, even though all day you're just thinking, I'm going to eat this and that and that. You have your cup of coffee, that's it. You don't want anything else.
As she watches the family eat, she considers the meaning of the season.
It makes you feel great because at some point, you know, all day you're not eating. Some people don't get to eat like for maybe more than a day. Not by choice, but just because, you know, they don't have something to eat. Ramadan kind of like gets you close to those people so you know what they feel.
But there's not much time to contemplate. It's a school night. The kids are still up and people have to get home. Tomorrow again, no food or drink until sunset. That's the rhythm of Ramadan. And for 1 month of the year, it's the rhythm of life. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.